Okay, so you lived down there in this Jennifer place till for how long?
Well, did I lived there about four, maybe 4 years.
All the time your parents were working for the Williams, yeah. Huh? The home provided.
There was an addition, sort of an L type building at the end that's gone. And it had another sort of an apartment in it, which was rather rough, I guess, as I remember my mother telling. And of course, Williams had a lot of colored help.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of Swedish help. A lot of colored help.
Mm-hmm. Where did he put Ben, certainly?
Well, he moved one family right in next to my mother.
Oh,
my
mother. He moved out. He tried to integrate you.
Mm-hmm. The same place.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad kept on working, but of course, the same was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I needed supervision, so.
So when you moved out of there, where did you go down?
We moved. We couldn't get any. Mother didn't want to leave here. She liked it. She loved it around.
Yes.
And of course, she did. She used to go and do day work at Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And, the only place they could get was the old John Brown place up where Escoffier
is. Oh, up on there.
And they had, that was the old house that stood there.
It was long since gone.
Yeah, they tore it down. I guess they never should have done it.
No.
Any more than they should have torn down the Lakeland house up there.
Was it a two-story house up there?
It was an old Cape Cod. Yes, it was two-story. And the upstairs was all rough.
Mm-hmm. What a spot up there. Oh, and beautiful.
My mother hated it. She didn't like it at all. She cried and cried. And because she cried, I cried. And I didn't know
who
she was homesick
for the other. Well, did William find that for you, or did your father
find that for you? No, Uncle did own that. He finally came to Mary Abby Davis, but I don't know. That's come from some of her people. It was called the John Brown House. I don't know
why John Brown.
Well, I knew John. I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Uncle Ben and Uncle Will and that brother Tad.
All Brown. I don't know that up there. There's a pond or something up there. Ed Escoffier told me. I was talking to him the other day, and he's been out scraping his driveway all the time. I can hear him, you know, from my house. There's a terrible noise. He's always his driveway. And he said the water is running down from up there. He says there's a pond up there behind Holly.
It's a natural spring.
Yeah.
And the pond is a natural spring.
The natural spring. Well, he said sometimes it gets to be a foot and a half deep up in there.
Well, maybe it's, you know, maybe they made it that way. I don't know.
Well, I don't know whether Holly did something, but anyway, it drains down there. He's got ice down his driveway, and Holly's got ice down his. You know, I thought I wouldn't see it up there in the road.
I should think it might make the houses dance down there at the foot of the hill.
I think Marge said that she had felt she was getting salt from the road because the water was coming over in there. She's got her well, I think it's in the front there someplace.
Which one is
it? The little one right where your little old place right next to me.
Oh.
Last winter she said that.
Well.
So he's always out here doing stuff. Escoffier is trying to.
Well, anyway, I think my mother and father was there 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
And mother was so miserable. And he told her, well, this is still the same a place that he could get, he'd hire it.
Mm-hmm. Your father.
My father. Mm-hmm. And, but that's now, because the little house next to you, stood down where it's been.
Yeah, he's fine then.
And the Jennings used to use that for summer place. Well, before the Jennings, there was people by the name of Norton that used to have it.
It was all on that big piece of land there,
right? Mm-hmm. Open board. It was all open land.
Yeah.
And so it was, they gave it up. And Jennings were going to have it summers. But when my mother and father wanted to rent it, Joe Kavanaugh owned it. And Joe Kavanaugh, his grandma's nose lived there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, used to be up there. You moved it. I was looking for it before. The card is in here. I just looked at it, and I looked up there, and it was gone. Small tree here. The old lighthouse. I could find a lot of old trees. They were crazy to me, that's right. There was in the Stanton Homestead in Stonington.
I think that's the, is that the one that's the Davis farm?
Or
Stanton?
I don't know. It's a beautiful fairway. I just saw the postcard here. You stuck it in here somewhere.
Yes. A beautiful stairway in the oldest house in the town, built by Thomas Stanton in Lower Pawtucket, 1680.
In Lower Pawtucket, where is that?
We went to Greenhaven.
In Greenhaven,
Davis. It's
The Davis?
Oh, the Davis farm. It was brought from his grandson. It was brought from his grandson, Robert, by John Davis of Long Island in 1772, and is still in the Davis family. And the old house is pieces almost, and then the stairway is
still in there, I presume.
I imagine it is.
We were in a house Sunday in Old Mystic, across from the post office, further up, that big white one. Oh, it's a tremendous thing on the right-hand side. The Habermans live in there. In their front hall, the stairway is very similar to this. It doesn't turn. It comes straight down. They have taken off whatever whoever was in there before had put over the side of the stairway, and they've uncovered the most beautiful paneling and scrollwork. Somebody put wallboard over it. And they've taken that off. You know where the bookstore is?
Yeah.
In Old Mystic.
Yes.
It's the next big building on the right. A big white house. It's
a tavern.
Used to be a tavern.
Yeah.
And they're reclaiming it. No, they're doing it over inside slowly. And it's all paneled and fancy scrollwork. It's beautiful. Beautiful. They're doing a very nice job. Slowly, you know, but they're burning the
paint. That's just the way the old house looked. Yes.
Okay, so what about Kavanaugh? He owns
The little Cape Cod. And
which was red when you moved into it?
No, it's white. Mm-hmm. It's much prettier than it is now.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. They're going to paint it gray, they said. I hope it's a pretty gray, not a battleship gray or something. I hope it's a pretty Cape Cod gray.
And I don't know how long I was 11 years old when I came up here, so we lived there. It must have been about 5 when we went there to live.
So you rented it for 6 years.
And we were there for, and I think they paid $5 a month rent.
Yeah.
And he went up to 8.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's why we moved. All that business, she would not pay any more rent.
$3 more. No, that was really
$9 a year. He worked for Mr. William Lanphier and Mr. Trucking from the depot to the store. The
delivery.
Yes, delivery.
So did they buy this place?
No.
Was this here at that time?
No. This house wasn't here. It was built in 1911. They built it.
Your father built it in 1911.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went up on the rent, my mother told me, she said, we're not going to pay any more rent yet. Before we pay any more rent, we're going to build and buy a build and buy our own place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't like that very well. So anyway, he said, well,
not at all.
No, rent was going to be that much right away. Well, she says, we'll move right away. He says, well, where are you going to find a place?
He thought he had them, yeah.
Yeah. My mother says, well, a door will open somewhere. He didn't bother. So they kind of talked it over, I guess, pretty well, and they decided that they would really buy. So my father said, well, there's only one place that I want. He said, in that location. Who's here? And my mother said, oh, that stone heap?
Who owned this land?
Yes, his name was. He owned farmhouse, the Isn't at Mary Bell, where I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
The big double Cape Cod stood on that day. So, I don't remember now whether Mr. Nichols came down to the house or whether my parents went up.
Was it for sale?
Yes. Well, no, he hadn't sold any, but he owned all of the land and went with it, you know.
Yes.
With that farmhouse.
Yeah.
And I think he stopped at the house so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had heard that they were looking for land.
Mm-hmm.
To build. And Mother said, yes, we were. So he said, well, have I got any that you'd be interested in? And Mother said, well, they'd have to look around. She said, my husband likes just one spot that you've got. Whether you want to sell that or not, I don't know. They didn't want the water side. They could have had all kinds of the water side.
Something.
Well, they didn't want it.
Yes, your father probably wanted to be up higher where he thought it was.
And I don't know. There was just something about this location that he liked.
And he talked her into it.
And so Miss Nichols asked him how much land they wanted. And they told him. At first, they didn't buy the whole strip.
Mm-hmm.
But they bought, well, the land that they bought, they paid $400 for it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know just how big it was.
That was
it was an acre.
So for the next
from that wall down.
Well, there over here, too.
Well, it was a wall. They built a wall or a fence that went down through there. I don't know just what the measurements were. They have a good
big piece. Yes. What was your maiden name?
Bromley.
Bromley. How do you spell it?
B-R-O-M-L-E-Y.
Bromley.
Mm-hmm. English.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
Mm-hmm. And so they had this built.
And they had this built. And this was Mr. Davis's sheep farm. When this is. And there was a sheep shed that stood here years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And had a foundation, and they didn't build a cellar, which was a very wrong thing, under this part of the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was one strike against them, but they only had so much money to work with.
I was going to say, for that kind of...
They only had so much to work with, and it was a ledge.
Yeah.
And it was going to cost quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So they decided that they would use just what they had, because they wouldn't spend... They were close. They have to be.
So what year was that?
1911. We came in here the middle, we moved in here the 15th of July in 1911. I'm 11 years old in June.
You're an only child.
Mm-hmm. Well, mother, I had a half sister. We were married. Mother was married before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was 36 years old and I was... And she was 38 years old when I was born.
Oh,
I was 36. They were too old to have children.
Yeah.
And have any patience with them. They all had too much patience. Yeah. I was very, very close to my mother.
Well, your half-sister is no longer living?
No, she's gone.
Yeah.
They're all gone. I'm the only one that's left.
Were you close to her at all, your half-sister?
Not until we
got older.
I was married and had family.
Yeah.
It was 12 years difference.
Yeah, and you had no reason really to be close because she made a whole other life.
Because she married the Jennings. She married Will Jennings.
Oh.
They all built.
I never knew that.
Oh, you didn't know?
No. Yeah.
So your
father
clothes and red all over the tree. The one that built it?
There.
The one that built
that shrine.
That was
1908 that was built. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just had a lot of my needs today.
Isn't it interesting that
they
came back to this?
Nephew is coming back.
Yes, you told me that. I just saw a letter in here from a Jennings. Or a
That was his father. Now, there may be something in there that you might like. But I don't know.
They owned the Russell Jennings Argabit Company.
Up in Chester, Connecticut.
I thought you said they were from Deep River.
Well, they lived in Deep River. Chester, of course, only about the same as Mystic and Stone.
High school. Mm-hmm. What happened to your mother's first husband? Did he die?
Yeah. She was married to Sweden.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
my sister was 6 years old when mother came over.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was, I think, 30. Mm-hmm. I can't remember that. She was in her 30s. And they were 6 years old. And
well, now, did she live with you, your half sister?
She did some, but not too much, because when we came up here in 1911, she was married that following September.
Oh.
She came up in July, so she was only in this to live in this house.
Yes.
Over July to September. But she did live with us for quite a lot when we was in the little red house.
Yeah.
Because she went to the New Orleans Business College, and she stayed with
you there. And she met Jennings Theater then, didn't she? And this,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't that interesting? And ended up living down there.
When she got through business college, she got a job in Deep River. That was
part
of it, wasn't
it?
It
Woodworking.
I'm sorry.
Deep River.
She didn't meet him up there. Jennings.
Well, I don't know just how she did meet him. No, she met him here. Because the Jenningses, the mother and father, lived in Deep River.
Mm-hmm.
And their business was in Chester.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to come here summers. Because Mrs. Jennings is originally, her grandmother, Rose's mother, own mother, was from Stonington. She was a Birch.
Mm-hmm. Stonington. So she wanted to come down here.
She wanted
summer.
To come here.
Yeah.
Beautiful fish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful looking.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful looking. He married her really for her beauty, I think.
Yeah.
Because,
oh, that's a good reason.
Yeah. She was a lovely person.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm. He was about 10 years, I guess, older than she was. He just has the 2 sons. He even.
Mm-hmm.
That's my sister.
Well, they were down around here in the summertime, you see. That's probably where she...
My sister was a Swedish beauty, too. She
yeah.
had blonde hair and the blue eyes, and she was a lovely-looking girl.
Yeah,
she was.
She was
beautiful. She really was. Do you have pictures or anything? I'd like to see pictures sometimes.
Some there.
Yeah.
And I have to haul them all out.
Well, take them out sometime and put them aside for when I come up, because here they are in the... I think it's interesting.
I
never knew you were related to the Jennings that way.
Oh, yeah. Marriage.
By marriage.
It will always made a lot of me.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes. And Steve's wife is still living in Sarasota, Florida. And she's well in her 80s. That's sister-in-law. Will.
Mm-hmm.
Brother.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now these people that came back that are looking, they
proved to Russell, Will is Russell's father, and my sister is the mother.
Oh, I see. The sister's husband was Russell.
No,
Will was Will. And Russell was her.
Wants to come back down here.
And he has taken early retirement.
Had a letter today.
So he's here.
Step-nephew, or half-nephew, or some kind of nephew.
Step-nephew. Step-nephew. Ruth and Russell. Fred and I had dinner with Ruth and Russell recently. And they mentioned that they had visited you. Russell took early retirement last year. I believe they would like to settle in your area or North Stonington. So I'm expecting them back.
Yeah, they said
they were house hunting when they were here, and they'll be back.
Isn't that interesting? Everybody, we have a nice
gone back. Gone back to them. Look at this place.
Looking old, and I think perhaps this letter or this essay, I think we all called it, was written by Mary Cavanaugh when she went to the Clambog School, the old Clambog Well, that's just one that's there now. The old one, the original one, fell down.
The one you want to?
No, I only want the big one. So it's an 18.
Oh, why?
Yeah. He says, "Dear Mary and Cliff, the enclosed is copied from papers I have had a long time, but never did anything with. The description of various places and clan bars are very good and must have been written by someone who was a native there at some time in the past. Thought you would like to read about how conditions were then. No doubt you can locate most of the places mentioned." He says, "I'm sending Virginia a copy." That's an older dog. We keep fairly well, but don't get very far from home. We do no night driving. We have a cat and a dog to keep us company, as well as a color television. Drop of the line sometimes. This is God's little phone. He married again after my sister died. And this is the paper. Sandbox Vale. It has quite a bit in it.
2 years previous, no days.
No, it doesn't have any days on it.
Oh, can I borrow this? Have Alan make a copy?
If you wish.
No, it's too big for work to make a copy of it. Yes, I might be better to take the envelope. Morrow Bay, California.
Yes. So you've lived here ever since?
Well, no, we haven't lived here ever.
Yes.
I mean, you lived here while you're growing up here. You got mixed up with Claire.
Yeah. Then we lived in Norwich for 4 years.
Where was this taken?
That house?
Where Noni Carla lives now.
The Swallows, yeah.
Farm bar.
This is up the road away.
Beyond Johnson.
Find Billy Crum.
That's right.
Think of the name of the next strange.
Isn't that funny?
They spelled it C-R-U-N-D.
Looks like
C-R-U-N-F.
C-R-U-N.
Isn't that funny?
That was Aunt Mary Crum. That's where my mother, when she first came to this country, boarded my sister. And she worked up to Williamsburg.
Oh, my.
So that was really Mother's first home.
Who lived in there?
People named it Crum.
Oh, they did? That was Crum's up there.
That's Aunt Mary Crum and Uncle William Crum and Ida Knight, who was really wasn't adopted, but they
pretty, isn't it? It's prettier then than now.
With the gate there. And some of my sister's things in Virginia sent it to me.
Yes. These Crumbs have bought a condominium, I guess you know.
Yes.
So living up in the outside of Boston. That sounds like an awful arrangement to me, coming home weekends.
Oh, just to me too. But he was thrilled to get the job.
Yes, I guess it's
almost kind of a mean trick.
Yes. Well, that's the way companies are, you know.
Yeah.
Big company.
That's right.
Or mean thing.
They don't care.
Mary, you don't have any books I can borrow that I can read on this area, do you? I've seen that Wheeler book.
I don't have anything much about Quenbaugh. I don't know. Nobody ever seemed to bother very much about Quenbaugh. I did have a book here the other day that I had, and I said to Cliff at the time, I bet Anne would like that. Maybe she's got one. I don't know.
Find your way and move it there.
This is best place to live.
Isn't it? This is better than Norwich and Bridgeport.
The only thing was that they all the houses are too close.
Yeah.
75.
So this was left to you. This house was left to you.
Oh, people.
He didn't work any good with.
No.
I think she would. I think her son would be.
Yeah. Oh, I have this. Brian has this. I got this for Brian. I have read that. It's the yellow one. I've seen the other one.
This is it.
On the map, I think I'm sure I've never seen that.
Oh,
it's earlier, Mark Parson. Oh, this is just like an almanac on that area. Hmm. Oh, it's different towns around here, too. Lebanon, Stonington, Terminal. Well, I just thought I'd get going on it. It takes me so long to do anything. Maybe I won't ever write anything. I'm interested in it myself. Yeah. You know, I think when you live in a place, it's more fascinating to know that.
You like to know it.
Yes.
It has been.
Yes, there is. Brian had read, or did you tell me or something, that black piece of land where it is that you said drills? Did you tell me that? No, it's where you tell me.
Oh,
you had rock drills like a military
drill. Williams.
He was the same god when they had that during the First World War.
And they used
the two.
The home guard, like just to protect you, yeah, Polarian.
Well, it's
like reserve.
Yeah. They used to call it more older than him.
Yeah, with a lot of kids.
And they used to have horse racing over there before that.
Really?
Oh, he had beautiful horses.
He had the same one that, yeah.
Was that all his life?
Yeah.
Way down where Onster's house is, the old dad.
Where's on? What's Onster's?
I don't know. I got to live.
The old Kelly. You don't know what you're talking about. What's the old Kelly have?
Well,
the Dr. Luce was. I don't know.
You know, you know where the rebuild road cross.
Yeah.
Kelly, this is on the right. Up in green.
All the rest. All of that land right down the road. Where it joins Rathen. That's when I came from the other side of the brook, I guess.
No, because Rathen was the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, yeah. Maybe he came down to the bottom of the...
Yeah, came down to the wall there.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Rathen on the point here. That's the one that was so valuable. It was so pretty. Yeah. It was really off of it.
So, William's only been how far